Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Well, the Hempstead School District on Long Island announced they are not starting school on September 8th as planned. Our WCBS reporter Sophia Hall joins us now. Sophia, so what happened here?
Well, students, like you said, do have more time before school starts. The interim superintendent decided to start the school year on September 14th. Now, that would be for remote learning only. And for in-person classroom learning, that will be on September 21st. The change comes after teachers protested on Monday, saying the school buildings are just not safe for in-person learning. In fact, they were asking for 100% remote learning. The Teachers Association president tells me after a walkthrough of the schools, the teachers saw what she says are filthy ventilation systems. The filters have not been cleaned, and she says the duct work has not been completed yet in the high school. The association's president also says the district does not have enough masks for teachers to get a new one every day.
Well, all of that sounds concerning. What did the school district's interim superintendent say?
She says the school start change has absolutely nothing to do with safety. Instead, it is to give teachers more time to get used to the changes of hybrid learning. She also says the district has met all of the state regulations to open. They have plenty of cleaning supplies, and they also have plenty of masks for teachers and for the students.
Well, two school districts did be in classes on Long Island today, and you went to one elementary school this morning.
Yeah, correct, Linda. Hopog and Plainedge. I got to meet students and their parents from a Plainedge District Elementary School. Most of the children dressed to perfection. They all had colorful masks on. Most were very excited about the first day of school. Some, of course, had those first day of school jitters. Most parents completely okay with their children going to school in person, saying the district will protect the students. One mother was concerned, however, saying, I hope my child wears his mask the entire day and wears the mask properly.
All of us parents are saying that. That's WCBS reporter Sophia Hall with the latest from Long Island.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.